This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. I'm getting on the internet now because I want to introduce you to a new companion. It's called Sunday Soapbox, and it's where we're going to be able to interact with you, and you're going to be able to interact with us, as well as our election bloggers on the web. The address is npr.org/Sunday Soapbox, one word. And you can also Google Sunday Soapbox, and it's the first thing that comes up. We are very fortunate. Three experienced political bloggers have volunteered to send regular political posts to us during this election season. They're on the radio show today so that you can get to know them better. But before I make the introductions, I want to play something from Sunday Soapbox so you can hear what to expect on the web. I'm going to click on the link that says, "Listen to Mindy Finn's audio blog post."
This is Mindy Finn, Republican political strategist, for NPR's Sunday Soapbox. This week, I want to talk about MacMentum, Senator John McCain's momentum in the presidential race.
And from cyberspace to the studio, Mindy Finn joins us. Welcome to the program, Mindy.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Mindy, as you heard, is a Republican political strategist and most recently served as director of e-strategy for Mitt Romney's 2008 presidential campaign. Also joining us is our second political blogger from Burlington, Vermont, Joshua Levy. He's the associate editor of Personal Democracy Forum and Tech President, two websites that cover how technology is changing politics. Welcome to you, Joshua.
Hi, Leanne. It's great to be here.
And from Philadelphia, I also want to introduce you to Faye Anderson. She is a citizen journalist, blogger, and new media consultant. And she's in Philadelphia because, obviously, the presidential primary is coming up in Pennsylvania. So, Faye, first, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure because we want you to tell us what the mood is like this weekend in Philly before the Pennsylvania primary.
Well, if Friday night is any indication, they're fired up and ready to go. Barack Obama held a rally on Independence Mall, and there were 35,000 people out there, the largest rally that Obama has had to date.
Wow. Well, you know, we want our listeners to learn something about you, Faye. You blog about politics for Newsweek magazine's group blog called The Ruckus. And you also write a daily political blog for AOL Black Voices, one of the web's largest African-American portals. And now you're on NPR's Sunday Soapbox. You are a blogging maven.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're glad to have you. Let's turn to Mindy, who I mentioned is in the studio. And Mindy, in 2007, you were selected by campaigns and elections as a rising star in American politics. You've worked for the Republican National Committee as deputy director of their e-campaign and was deputy webmaster for Bush Cheney in 2004. So how did you get into politics?
You know, I didn't think I'd be going into politics. I was always very interested in government and, you know, learning about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all that as a child. I graduated. I was a journalism major in college at Boston University and did an internship my senior year of college in D.C. and really just fell in love with it and fell in love with politics, but decided that rather than going the journalism route, that I would actually try to, you know, go into the inside game. And get a job on Capitol Hill.
And from Burlington, Vermont, we have Joshua Levy. Joshua, you've been featured in the New York Times, the Huffington Post, Salon, and now NPR's Sunday Soapbox. And I think everybody wants to know how you got interested, first of all, in the relationship between technology and politics.
Well, you know, I've always been interested in the way that technology and more specifically the web is this tool that can be so radically democratic and can enable people from all persuasions and from really everywhere around the world to be involved in culture and politics and in decision-making processes in their own communities. So I think it's a pretty natural connection from that to politics and to electoral politics. So 2008 has been called kind of the first 21st century election in that it's the first time that online technology has been used and has been an essential part of the campaign.
Faye Anderson, we gave everybody your blog bio, but didn't really tell a lot about you. How did you get into politics and particularly now this form of politics?
Well, Leanne, I don't remember a time in my life when I was not involved in politics. Like Mindy, I started out as a child. My mother was very active, And so she would take me, I'm still a toddler, on demonstrations and the like. And so my interest in politics is lifelong. How I got involved in blogging is this medium provides an opportunity for citizens, for groups that have been overlooked. So it's really a continuation of my lifelong political activism.
Bloggers Faye Anderson, Joshua Levy, and Mindy Finn. You can hear the rest of our discussion on our blog. Make sure and visit it. The address is npr.org/Sunday Soapbox.